Grace to you, peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And who is my neighbor? That's the question that prompts Jesus' parable in our gospel today. It all started actually with another question for Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, Jesus' response to that question was to ask the lawyer a question and say, what do you know from the law? What do you think? What have you been, working with in your life? And the lawyer says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the answer. And so Jesus' response is, do this and live. End of discussion, right? Not quite, because that lawyer still wants to know that he's done enough, that he's lived correctly. In fact, he wants to know that he's lived perfectly. He wants to hear Jesus tell him, good job, Matlock, you're just great. But instead of a pat on the back, our lawyer is instead told one of the most famous stories ever. And at the end, Jesus asks him another question. Which of these three, do you think, was neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? Jesus is asking the lawyer, he's asking us, he's asking everybody what we would want if we were the ones who fell into the hands of the robbers. Jesus wants us to see the people around us through the same lens that we see ourselves, and to help and care, to show mercy and kindness as we would want shown to us. It flips the lawyer's question right on its head, which Jesus is wont to do. Now, when I was growing up, we had a few neighbors. On our side of the road facing the lake, the Pfaffs rented the house that was to our left, and Mr. and Mrs. Olson, Carl and Anna, they were on our right, but there was a huge lot in between our house and the Olson's house. Now, across the street on the lake side was Mrs. Anderson, who made crazy quilts. And then there was an older gentleman who I have been trying to remember his name all week, and I can't, but he always reminded me of Mr. Green Jeans from Captain Kangaroo. They were neighbors as far as I could see because they lived close to me. We were on the same road. And for me, that was the definition of neighbor. Now, sadly, Mrs. Anderson and Mr. Green Jeans passed away. The city bought their homes on the lakeside, used the homes for fire and rescue practice. Then they did the same thing for the house the Pfaffs moved out of. And so there was just us and the Olsons for a while, and then the Johnsons. Yeah, Minnesota, remember now? Yeah, Olson, Johnson, Anderson. Yeah, sure, you betcha now. The Johnsons bought the lot in between us and the Olsons and built the house. That was it. That was neighbor to me. The question that the lawyer is asking today is looking for Jesus to provide those kinds of parameters. Do neighbors just live right next to us or on the same street? For the lawyer, he's asking, are the neighbors fellow Jews? Are the neighbors fellow lawyers and their families, of course? Are the neighbors those in my village? You see, our lawyer is looking for the parameters so that he can know the minimum requirement, the just enough, so that he can check the love your neighbor box on his list of things to do. Jesus is about something else altogether. The lawyer wanted a religious answer, and Jesus gives a faith answer. Jesus wants us to contemplate what it means, what it takes to truly be a neighbor. Was I ever a neighbor to Mrs. Anderson or to the Olsons? What would it look like for me to be a neighbor? Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan to show us what that might look like. And so as Jesus is telling this story about the man going from Jerusalem to Jericho, falling into the hands of robbers, Jesus wants the lawyer to identify with the victim, with the one that the robbers beat up and left for dead. This is why the Levite and the priest who walk by on the other side, the lawyer is neither of those. And yet he is also looking for the same kind of religious criteria that they were using as to who is neighbor. A bleeding and possibly dead body was nothing that they were going to be touching, else they would become unclean. Jesus wants the lawyer to see how horrible that is for the man, for the victim. And then Jesus comes up with the most unlikely hero, at least unlikely for the lawyer that he's talking to. A Samaritan walks by and helps. Not just helps, he goes above and beyond. Moved by compassion, he cares. So this leads Jesus to his question, which one of these was a neighbor to the man who was left for dead? For Jesus, no one is ever a neighbor in relation to us. They're not neighbors because they live nearby or shop at the same grocery store. It's not because we watch the same programs or even go to the same church. For Jesus, neighbor is what we become when we care, when we treat people, like sisters and brothers, fellow children of God. We become neighbor when we share the love that Jesus gives us, when we share the forgiveness, life, and salvation, when we share the assistance, the care, the compassion that we know that we need all the time. Neighbor can be anyone. Samaritans, Presbyterians, people who cheer for Michigan or Cleveland. Those who are addicted or ill, those who are younger than us or older than us, those who are like us or not like us, these can all be neighbors because it is our care that makes them so. Some people like to use this parable as a story of requirements. For them, we need to help people on the side of the road. But what this parable does is asks us to consider what we would need, what we would love for someone to do for us, were we the ones left for dead. You see, our sin has left us for dead in our relationship with God. But in Jesus, God has come to our aid and then some. In Jesus, we are redeemed from our imprisonment to sin. We are saved from the power of temptation. We are forgiven, cared for, comforted. Jesus has shown us in his life, in his suffering, and in his death what being neighbor is all about. And in his rising, Jesus opens the floodgates of God's love to cover us, to fill us, to strengthen us and provide for enough so that we might share always. Jesus is telling us in the story that we don't have neighbors. We get to be neighbors. We get to go out into the world and neighbor the people around us with love and care. God's vision for the world is that we will live as neighbors, one for another. May we go into the world and make that vision our mission. Amen.